in section 24 of Calvin's study on prayer, he argues against the intercession of the saints in heaven for the saints on earth, and basically says that we should not have a view of the saints in heaven that disturbs their repose, that they are not engaged in earthly cares. But how he develops this argument is very important. Let's go through this together. He says against the objection of some who stood against Luther that, well, the saints, when they were on earth, didn't they care about the godly? Didn't they care about godliness and mercy when they were on earth? Why wouldn't they care about these things in heaven? Are you going to deprive them? Calvin says something interesting. He says in the second full sentence of section 24, certainly as I have no desire to examine too curiously what they were doing or contemplating, so it is by no means likely that they are borne about hither and thither by various and particular desires, but rather that they yearn for God's kingdom with a set and immovable will. And this consists no less in the destruction of the wicked than in the salvation of believers. Calvin says we shouldn't too curiously investigate what the departed saints are doing in heaven. We don't know. Specifically, we certainly know that they love God, love His kingdom, love His church. But beyond that, we can't specifically say. Calvin says, now even though I grant they pray for us in this way, meaning that they're part of the body of Christ and care about the communion of the saints, still they do not abandon their own repose so as to be drawn into earthly cares. And much less must we on this account be always calling upon them. Drawn into earthly cares. Calvin says, practically speaking, what would matter about your heavenly inheritance and your rest in heaven if you were also, to use his language, borne about by every concern for the church on earth? They are resting. They are enjoying the inheritance of the saints in light. And so they are not burdened by our earthly cares. Moreover, Calvin says this. He says in the next paragraph, that there are two things that are at the heart of prayer. He says they hold the chief place in prayer, and that is the Lord's command and the Lord's promise. Now, against those who argue that, well, on earth we're told to pray for each other, and so we intercede for each other, so wouldn't that apply to the departed saints? And since they're closer to God than we are, the whole chain of argument continues. Calvin says you missed something. On earth, we are commanded to pray for each other, and we have God's promise that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. But where do we have that command about the saints in heaven? Where do we have God's promise either to call upon the saints in heaven or that they are praying for us? Calvin says those two things about the intercession of the saints as the Roman Catholics presented it, Calvin says those things are false. Calvin says all reasons of this sort are lacking in the case of the dead. When the Lord withdrew them from our company, He left us no contact with them, and as far as we can conjecture, not even left them any with us. Calvin, unlike today's sentimental views perhaps about the departed saints, he says, in effect, God hasn't told us. We certainly know we have no contact with them. We have no reason to believe they have contact with us. Let's stick with God's word. Now, lastly, he says, and what good would it do to be to have the saints pray for us? Calvin basically asks, practically, are they omniscient? Do they see everything? Do they know everything? Do they know our earthly cares? He asks, do they have ears long enough to reach our voices? Or do they have eyes so keen as to watch over our needs? Calvin says, if you skip a sentence, yet what is it to affirm this, especially with such boldness as they dare to do, but to wish through a drunken dream of our brain to break into and penetrate God's secret judgments apart from His Word, and to trample upon Scripture. Calvin says, God has given us enough to think about on earth. We are told, we're commanded to pray for each other. We have His promise. When we start bringing in other intercessors, not only does that take us away from the Lord Jesus Christ, but as he calls it, a drunken dream of our brain, breaking into things that we have no warrant. And notice the rule, we have no warrant from God's word to go there. Calvin says, Scripture often declares that the prudence of our flesh is at enmity with God's wisdom. Scripture wholly condemns the vanity of our mind, laying low our whole reason. It bids us to look to God's will alone. He probably references Deuteronomy 12:32 at the end of the section, and basically Calvin says, don't add to what God has said. We have enough duty to do what he has revealed of us. When we start making up other intercessors, we have added to God's word.